Well, we love great footy stories, and here's a ripper. It comes from the Northern Territory, a place called Wat Eyre, which is a predominantly an Aboriginal community, had their grand final last week, and playing for Wat Eyre was Sergeant Scott Rose, who joins us on the line now. Good afternoon to you, Scott.
Yeah, how are you going?
I'm very well, thank you, mate. I'm reading a lovely story about yourself in regards to your involvement with the local footy team in the grand final last week up at Wat Eyre. First of all, commiserations. You play for the Crows and they lost to the Dockers. I don't know if we'll ever see the Dockers win an AFL grand final, but we saw them win one up your area.
Yeah, mate, and they played well and they deserved it. You know, it was good to see. It was a great game. It was a close game and, yeah, the better team won on the day.
Now, Scott, you're a sergeant and you've been stationed up at Wat Eyre for a few years now?
Yeah, I've been here 2.5 years this time. I worked here in the early 90s for 3.5 years as well. Love the place. Yeah, love coming back.
And Wat Eyre is one of the larger Aboriginal communities up in the Northern Territory. I think you've got a population of just around about 3,000 people.
Yeah, it's the largest Indigenous community in the Territory. Fifth or sixth largest town in the Northern Territory as well. So, it's a big place.
But unfortunately, Scott, trouble seems to be a part of the town at times.
Yeah, look, the place has seen it. Share of dramas since like the early 2000s, but the last 12 months or so it's been really good. Like a lot of that social order, antisocial behaviour issues that we had have hasn't happened for a long while.
And I suppose part of the reason why you're playing footy for the local community is just to be involved with the team and sort of to cast shorten that divide, I suppose, between the police and the local Indigenous people.
Yeah, look, the thing is, I think, you know, if you live in a community, you've got to be part of it, and it sort of shows coppers in a good light, you know. You're involved in local footy teams. It's not just me, like, a lot of the police go down for the games and watch them, and a few of the other boys have played for other teams as well. For me, it's sort of special. Like, the coach of our team, Kazimar Nandu, I've known him for 25 years. He was a sort of former police tracker here at the police station at Wat Eyre, and he's a good mate, and yeah, it's just, they're a family club, and it's just good to be involved with them.
Very much a community that's pretty much remote from anywhere, isn't it? I think it's about 230 km by air, or around about 400 km by road from Darwin.
Yeah, that's correct, yeah.
Yeah, which makes it sort of a very much a community on its own. Now, if I understand correctly, the local footy competition shut down in 2013.
Yeah, it closed up for a couple of years due to the violence and that. I think the elders and that weren't sort of comfortable with it till sort of we got on top of that. And sort of, yeah, after a sort of two-year break, it started off again last year. It started with six teams, and the second comp we've had, we've built up to 10. And, yeah, we're looking at another comp in 6 weeks, start of February. Paddy McCarthy, the AFL guy, doing a fantastic job. So, yeah, it's been great for the town. It's great for the young men, and like Palumpa, which is 40 km up the road, they've got a team, and it's just really good for the district.
Fantastic. How much does football mean to these people?
No, it's everything. Like, it's sort of clan cultural lines and that, and people affiliated sort of playing the same teams. But in saying that too, something I've really noticed, which has been really good, is like guys that sort of previously, when you know there was fighting here, had been opposed to each other, playing in the same teams and that, which is, it's just really pleasing. It's just great to see the different sport makes, you know. And it's not just the AFL too, for the guys, you know. There's a strong women's softball comp here as well, and they've got a lot of teams, and that's going to get bigger and better next year as well. So, a lot of positive news stories coming out of this part of the world, sort of thing.
Now, tell us about the grand final itself. It started off a big day when you arrived at the ground. I think there was plenty of team balloons and flags and streamers and the like. It was decked out just like the MCG, I suppose, in the last day of September.
Yeah, mate, it's just the colour on that. It's just sensational. Like, there's a lot of passionate supporters out here. They love their footy and they really get into it. And, yeah, like, paint cars up and, yeah, streamers, flags, the works. It's just great.
Must have been a tough day for you, mate, though. I mean, if you don't mind me asking, I think you're probably on the other side of late 40s, early 50s.
Yeah, mate. I'm 52. Yeah, I'm too old.
There you go.
But, yeah, I love it, you know. Like, you just, yeah.
32 degrees and 70% humidity. How in the hell do you play footy in those conditions?
Mate, I'll give myself 5 minutes, and that was enough. next year, we've got funding for lights down there, so there'll be night games. And, yeah, I'll get a few more minutes then, I reckon.
And I believe that you took a chess mark that sort of had everyone gasping, how the hell did he do that?
Yeah, a lucky grab.
Now, is there any truth to the rumour that you had an opportunity to have a shot for goal, but you actually handballed it off?
Yeah, I did. I don't know what happened there. Like, the guy I've handled it to, it was a pretty ordinary pass. He got smashed, but he got a penalty and kicked it. But, yeah, I should have backed myself. I'm kicking myself I didn't.
No, exactly. We've seen some fantastic Indigenous players come through the AFL, and you just know the love of football up there. Are there any kids in your region that could possibly make the trip down one day and maybe test themselves at a higher level?
Mate, I'd love it if that happened. Yeah, that's the big picture, I reckon. Like, we'd get some kids from this area down in Melbourne in the big show in the AFL, and, yeah, there's some great talent here, mate. Like, these kids are just naturals, and, yeah, I'd love to see a few of them make it down there.
Very hard, isn't it, though, for kids who have been involved in a community of only 3,000 people, very remote part of the Northern Territory, to re-establish themselves in the big city, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, but I think there's programs with the clubs down there where they really look after Indigenous kids and, yeah, help them sort of make the transition. And, yeah, I'm sure if these kids got the opportunity, yeah, they could really go on with it.
So the game goes on. You guys, I think, were in front with about 20 minutes to go. What happened?
Yeah, it's just hard to say, really. Like, just the bounce of the ball sometimes, isn't it? And you get a bit of a roll on, and, yeah, we were definitely in it till the end, and, yeah, maybe it was the heat, I don't know, you know. Like the better team won.
Yeah.
Make excuses, the better team won on the day, you know.
No, fair enough, too. The Dockers winning 16-12-108 to the Crows 14-7-91, and there was a bit of passion that spilled onto the ground, too, I believe, after the game.
Yeah, look, that sort of happens from time to time, and I think you see that in country games, Victoria and New South Wales and that too, you know, like passionate supporters and that. And yeah, there were a few underlying issues behind a bit of that, but like we had adequate police. Like, management's been great in getting extra numbers out here when they're needed, and we had adequate numbers to control it, and it was dealt with quickly, and there was no arrests. It was just, yeah, it was good. It was pleasing. It was a pleasing result to the end of a really good season.
Fantastic. Scott, how many years you got left in you, mate?
I'll just take a season by season, but yeah, no, I enjoy it, you know. It's just, like I said, like, they're good mates, the Crows, and it's like there's father sons playing together in there and nephews, and it's just a great club, and yeah, I'll continue to be involved with them, and the other guys here, yeah, get involved with other clubs, and yeah, just a good way to meet people and let, you know, the community see that you are human, you know. Look, you've got an interest in things. So.
Yeah, no, fantastic. And you guys are starting to batten down now for the wet season?
Yeah, we've had a bit of rain and that, and, things are looking good, though. So, yeah, we're prepared for the cyclone season, and we'll see how it goes this year. They're predicting a late start to the wet with this El Nino around.
So. Yeah, well, hopefully it doesn't come in February when the footy season's about to start.
Yeah, well, yeah, wet games would probably be nice and cool, too. So, yeah,
true.
Hopefully no wind, though, so, yeah.
Well, Scott, congratulations on the work you and the police up there at Wat Air are doing in regards to trying to keep the young men of Wat Air on the straight and narrow. It seems like it's working pretty well, and may keep doing so for a long, long time. I really appreciate your time today, mate, and thanks for the chat.
Great talking to you.